This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
He's very competitive. You see, whenever we do one-on-ones or whenever we do team drills or seven-on-seven, he's always the first one there to congratulate guys or talk trash to the defense, or he's always talking about how he hates to lose. But also understanding that we are installing an offense. So, of course, you know, some things are going to be scripted for the defense. Some things are going to be scripted for us. So it's not getting too concerned with the loss, if there is a loss, because it's, you know, it's easy to play defense when you know what the play is.
Bills receiver Josh Palmer on Joe Brady and some of his traits and philosophy. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. We are live back in Amherst today. Back out at St. John Fisher tomorrow for another day of training camp. It's been a good, sunny, hot week of camp. It's going to be sunny and hot here today.
Mm-hmm.
There's an earthquake off the coast of Russia that has tsunami alerts on the West Coast and all that.
It's an 8.8 earthquake, which I read was the sixth largest earthquake since they've been recording earthquakes.
And so tsunami alarms are on, but I don't exactly know the science and the, I'm going to go with a phrase here, waveology.
Yeah.
It's got a whole ocean to go across. It feels like it might dissipate somewhat.
By the time Northern California would see anything, Hawaii's, I know, lowered it to an advisory, tsunami advisory at this point. I was wondering about like the same thing. Like, I don't know how that works, because when you see it on a map, it's a very unpopulated area in Russia, but like Japan is right there.
Yeah.
But maybe it's too close almost for the tsunami to be big. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Big story today, though. We're, of course, talking Bills training camp, talking Maxwell Hairston, and just kind of waiting to see if there's any sort of update on that. Hall of Fame game is tomorrow, and that's Chargers and Lions. Bills have their blue and red scrimmage coming up on Friday from the stadium. You'll get, if you're getting to the stadium, you'll get a look at the new Highmark and how that thing continues to come together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. And, yeah, you give us a ring, 803-0550. Josh Palmer, one of the answers we're getting quite a bit on which Bills newcomer is the most important to their success this year. Hairston on the short list. A lot of answers for Bosa, a lot of answers for Josh Palmer as well. So there you go. Give us a ring if you'd like to, 803-0550. Curtis Samuel, it's funny, like we're here again with Samuel not on the field. Last year it was turf toe.
Yep.
And this year it's hamstring.
Yep. Listen, that was part of the risk in signing him.
Yeah.
This was not new. It's kind of the Bosa thing a little bit, too. Is that a newer trend, the Bills signing guys that have a bit of an injury history, or is that just maybe it's only those two guys?
Maybe.
Because Samuel was a guy with soft tissue injuries over the course of his career before he even got to the Bills.
Isn't this what you do when you kind of have to spend limited money? You buy things that you hope hold together,
right?
That have that. Why is Curtis Samuel a $9 million receiver instead of a $14? It's probably because injuries. Why is Bosa a $12 million defensive end instead of $18?
Oh, him especially.
Yeah. It's got to be the fear of the health.
Yeah, Samuel in his career, 2 games missed with a hamstring sprain, 1 game with a back sprain, 6 with an ankle fracture, 1 with a knee patella sprain, 3 with a groin strain, 5 another groin strain, 4 with a hamstring strain.
And none of this is with the
Bills. None of this is with the Bills. Yeah. 1 with a toe sprain. Last year, like, that's all before the Bills. Like, right there is the cutoff.
Yeah.
So,
and then last year it's turf toe.
And last year it's turf toe, which he actually doesn't, I don't think he misses any games, though. Does he?
He certainly doesn't get a lot of work early on. Trying to come back from that.
That's why. He plays 14 games. But, right, like, how many of those is he actually healthy for? I mean, after the bye week, I remember them finally talking about, like, he's starting to finally feel right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he'll ever get there.
He had 31 catches last year, which is actually, it was, you know, they signed him. He's a guy that caught 62 the year before. And
right. With Washington.
Right. Yep. And the idea was
60 plus each of the last 2
yeah.
seasons.
Think about this for Josh Palmer. Like the Samuel thing, you know, if the Bills had gotten the Curtis Samuel they thought they were going to get and a healthy Keon Coleman, and, you know, we might have been feeling pretty good about that. And
yeah.
instead, Mac Hollins steps in because, well, Coleman got hurt for a little bit of time there and because Samuel was just never on the field.
Do you think about, though, the plays he was involved in?
Samuel?
Like the way he was involved? Didn't they look more like Shakir plays?
Yeah,
and, like I wonder if Shakir has the year he does. If Samuel has no injury problem last year and it works the way they had foreseen it, does that actually take away from like a Mac Hollins, or does Shakir have a bit more of a pedestrian season?
Yeah, it's a good question.
I don't know. I
mean, Samuel, it's funny. Like we think about the end of the season is when he finally started to come on. He was inactive for 2 weeks late in the season, and when they started, right? Like if you're looking for depth of target. In Washington, he was a down-the-field intermediate kind of guy.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yep.
And for the Bills, like his stat line before, geez, I'm trying to look where I should do a cutoff here. Before he misses his first game, because he's got turf toe, he plays through it. He gets 2 for 15, 1 for 3, 3 for 22, 2 for 8, it's, 1 for 0.
Nothing.
Yeah. 3 for 44. That's the first time he goes over 10 yards per reception. And then it's back to 4 for 35, 5 for 58, 2 for 15, 1 for 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the playoffs is where it ticked up, 3 for 68. He had a 1 big catch against Denver.
Yep.
Baltimore, 2 for 9. Kansas City, 1 for 4. These are receptions for yards. 1 catch for 4 yards. 2 catches for 9 yards.
That's the playoff game against the Chiefs?
The Chiefs.
I think he scored a touchdown in both Chiefs games last year.
He did. He scored a touchdown against Denver and a touchdown against the Chiefs in the playoffs. So, yeah, maybe they've never been able to get it off the ground because he's never been healthy long enough. You know, he misses he misses time in camp and then plays 7 games, misses week 8 and then plays 6 games, misses weeks 15 and 16,
mm-hmm.
or 16 and 17 rather, and then comes back for the playoffs.
Right.
So I don't know what to make of that. That's where you're hoping Palmer can be what they hope, because Samuel definitely has not done what they wanted. And whether that's because he's injured.
No, doesn't feel like he's on track to either.
No.
Right? What do they want? They want him probably to be a yak guy and a guy that can get open.
Yeah. And really what we saw were like 2 games where you saw that he can bring some pop to your offense. Rushing attempts, that's the other part of this too. Like running the ball, one thing you pointed out was, didn't he run it a lot when he was with Joe Brady in
I think the
Carolina?
Year in Carolina was his maybe his most rushing attempts.
Yeah. And do you know how many rushing attempts he had last year?
Can I count it on one hand?
You can. It's 5.
Yeah.
5 for 14 yards.
Yeah, I think the Brady year in Carolina, he had 41 carries for 200 yards.
Yeah, we kind of thought he'd be this, you know, Swiss Army knife, and whether it's injuries that derailed it or they just kind of found other things that they like. And here he is with a hamstring issue again, so hopefully that can get, you know.
Well, they probably didn't want to use him in the backfield because if he can't stay healthy, you're going to put him back at running back? Like, just get him a receiver at that point.
803-0550, which newcomer is most important to the Bills this season, if you want to give us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's a ring on that. You can. Trey Hendrickson is back at camp for the Bengals. By the way, where's Adam Schefter to detail the route he takes back from Jacksonville to Cincinnati?
I believe he did tweet out that he's flying.
Oh,
so we know the,
he drove there.
We know the way he's getting there.
That's because he wants the fines to stop faster. You gotta fly back.
He said plans to report today. I could have swore I saw him detailing that he's flying back. Maybe somebody else did that. But he's not driving. I don't think he's driving. Although if he drove there and he's flying back.
He's leaving his car.
Or maybe he took a rental.
But he's about to start holding in.
Yeah, that seems to be what's about to happen here. Because if they're no closer to a deal, and the owner did not sound like he's ready to, you know, come all the way over to Hendrickson's side on what he wants. I don't know. Still don't feel like it's that strong a chance that he starts the season, but feels like this is a different one than all these other holdouts. That this is the one where it's happened long enough. It's the right organization. The players earned it. The owner, the way he's spoken. That I'd still want to bet this is the one where a guy could actually miss games, even though he's going there.
803-0550. Howard's coming up. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. Do you want a quick fantasy football question that I think people will find an interesting answer on and will lead to a conversation after?
Definitely.
The NFL.com, Michelle Medzouk, has listed the top 10 wide receiver values in fantasy football.
Okay.
Basically, where it's draft season, so ADP's happening, where guys are getting drafted, we can kind of slot in where the football the fantasy football playing universe is drafting receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Who is her number one value receiver based on where he's going in fantasy drafts and how good this player is?
Okay. Is this going to be, how about like, is Ladd McConkey possible here?
I mean, a lot of these answers
Is it lower on the list?
A lot of these answers are possible. These are top 10.
Like, is this a guy that's further down in drafts? Because McConkey is like a second round pick.
The list spans from guys drafted in the eighth round to
the top of the draft.
To the rounds one and two.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, McConkey would be my number one guess.
Not in the top 10.
Not in the top 10?
Nope.
What about like Jacoby Myers?
Number 10.
Yeah.
She has Jacoby Myers as,
I like him a lot.
You know, wide receiver 42, but he's going to be a number one for them.
Yeah, let me whisper that. I like him a lot this year.
Okay.
Gino chucks it around.
No, Bill makes this list. As
no.
Again, it's just these receivers are being drafted later than they should. And her number one receiver for this.
What about Rashee Rice?
No.
What about Mike Evans?
No.
Not on the list at all?
Not on the list at all.
This is just wide receivers? Tyreek Hill?
Yes.
Is he?
She has Tyreek Hill
number one?
As the number one
really
value in fantasy football at wide receiver.
I don't know about that.
Because he's going in the third round. Wide receiver 12.
There's a reason he's going in
and
the third round, though.
He was regularly a top three pick 1 year ago.
That's right. That's right.
And now he's wide receiver 12. And
he was a top three pick that played every game and didn't get to 1,000 yards.
Yep.
So, like,
people are disappointed. Played through a wrist injury all season. Went through a pair of procedures for that this offseason.
Well, what's more likely? He's going to have last season, or he's going to have the year he had 2 years ago? Well, because last year he had less than 1,000 yards. The year before he had 1,800.
All right. He was wide receiver 2 in 2023 and wide receiver 3 in 2022. And last year felt like it was the end of the Tyreek Hill era. I mean, 2 years ago, he was named the number one player by the NFL players.
Yeah.
The number one player in the league.
Yep.
And last year felt like he kind of disappeared.
And but in part, why did that happen? Was he, maybe he was dealing with an injury, too.
Wrist injury. Of course, Tua was out for a while.
But even the Tua games, I remember looking up the game logs on that. That was not, like, the reason. He, in the Tua games, I think he had gone, like, 11, 12, 13 games in a row without getting to 100 yards. There was some streak like that that I'll have to find.
One of the stories on him was he had an 80-yard touchdown week one.
Yeah.
And then he never had another catch over 30 yards.
Yeah, he had, so in that first game, he had 130 yards, and a lot of it was the 80-yard catch. He didn't have 100 yards in a game again until week 14.
Yeah.
And it took overtime to do it against the Jets. So, like, it's their offense for me. Like, they have to get rid of the ball so fast, and last year, what did that end up resulting in? We actually talked to Marcel Louis-Jacques about this earlier in the offseason, that they thought they had to kind of be this slow-playing, little slower tempo type of offense, which is why Jonnu Smith ends up leading them in catches. And if they are going to be like that again, then they're not chucking the ball around down the field to Tyreek Hill. They're going to be throwing the ball short again and going on these long, sustaining drives.
Well, there's a story today in Miami that they are... The mission for them is to be more physical. They want to be a physical run team.
And
they may not have built that, but that's what they want.
That's not me wanting to draft Tyreek Hill any earlier, I'll tell you that, if that's their game plan.
803-0550. Howard joins us coming up at 8 o'clock, and you can give us a ring. 803-0550 here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.